You know, when I looked at my rundown for today, I just smiled because one of my favorite guests of all time was on the rundown. Somebody I truly appreciate and enjoy talking to, and that being the smartest man in the world, Jeffrey Allen Ford. Of the year for America, TED speaker, a guy who's just got great insight, great intellect, great common sense. Jeffrey Allen Ford. Gosh, Jeffrey, it's so good to have you back.
It's absolutely terrific to be back.
Yeah, I know you've had a couple of challenges along the way, so it's I'm glad that you're feeling better and things are going well for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. So you wanted to talk today about developing personal and global vision for 2019. And you're going to have to explain that to me. What do you mean? Because you are a deep thinker, a philosopher, really, in many ways. What's on your mind as you stare at the new year?
Well, what's on my mind is helping other people to really envision, to visualize in their life how they can create a better world, both individually for themselves and also for the people in the world that they care about. It could be their family. It could be more global in scope. You know, help people around the world. And there's certain steps that you need to go about to make that happen. And that's why I'm here to discuss with you today.
All right. Well, let's talk about the steps of visualizing the goals and the success. I think that, you know, one thing that I've learned, Ivy is insistent upon this. She's a goal setter and she likes to write things down. Here's the goals. We set our goals. We write them down so we see them and we reinforce those in our mind. And so that's one of the things that we've begun to do. But what are the steps that you think are critical?
Well, first thing that I believe we all have to do is we have to know who we truly are. What I mean by that is you need to know your values. You have to know what you really, truly believe in. Because if you pick a goal that goes against those things, you'll subconsciously start doing things to sabotage it. So you want to work in alignment with your strengths, your beliefs, and your goals. Then you also want to choose what you want to become. You want to choose what your goal will be because you're going to be sacrificing a part of your life, time, in order to make that happen. So you have to pick something bigger than yourself to do that. And one way to make things bigger than yourself is to include other people in your vision for what you want in the future. We have the New Year's coming up in January.
Yep.
And people have New Year's resolutions that they want to have. A very, very common one, for example, would be losing weight. So if you want to lose weight, envision yourself thinner, being more active. That can really compel you on an individual level to really want to make that change, to make those sacrifices. But it's still not really big enough. We are hardwired as people to do more for others than what we will do for ourselves. So what you want to do is you want to envision your family having you in their life longer, being able to be in your children's life, your grandchildren's life, not just to live longer with them, but also to be a more active component in their lives. And when you start stacking up those positives, it really, really motivates you to carry through on that vision.
I think it's important what you just said there, and that is being involved. I mean, there are a lot of people that are in the room, but they're staring at their phone or they're staring at the television or they're doing whatever. They're not really engaged and involved. That's true of teenagers as well. I think that one of the key things for me in 2019 that you made me think about there, Jeffrey, is that you have to continue to set aside time, even if it's just a half an hour a day, which is what we try to do at dinner time every night at our house. The cell phones, the devices, they all go away. All electronics are shut down. We actually have human conversation, which is a crazy concept in 2018. But to engage with your family, with your spouse, there are times to set the phones and everything away and focus on those things.
I think that is a terrific practice. And I bet your children, when they grow up, will remember those times as some of the happiest times of their life where they really connected with their parents. Something that I think a lot of parents don't understand, and you see this in public all the time, parents do not really listen to their children. And if they act that way in public, where they should be ashamed to behave that way, imagine what life is like at home. You really need to be present in life with your children, with your friends. And I would also state, I don't believe most people are present even with themselves. A lot of people do not really examine their life, and the unexamined life isn't worth living.
Do you think a lot of people, you hit on something, Jeffrey Allen Ford here, smartest guy I know. I think that's exactly true. I think a lot of people go through life, they don't really know who they are. And then there will come an incident, a moment potentially for most people. Somebody dies, something happens, there's a crisis in their life when they actually have to figure out who they are, because you don't know how tough you are or how resilient you are or what you're made of until you have no other choice. That's often true of people. You know, they basically go through the motions and everything's fine and well, and I go this way and I go that way. But when the cards are down, they're forced to figure out who they are oftentimes. And like I say, you don't know how tough you are and until that's the only choice you have.
I love what you just said. You don't know how tough you are. When I was younger, Bob Probert was my favorite hockey player of all time.
Right.
Because he was the toughest guy on the ice. But you know what? I'm older now. And now I look at his teammate, Steve Yzerman, as being even tougher than him. You look at the pain he endured with his knee. He had his leg just to play one more year. He's already a multimillionaire. He had his leg cut in half just to play one more season.
Yeah.
Got it realigned. Now that, to me, is being tough. When the chips are down, that's an opportunity for us to show ourselves and the world who we truly are.
You know, you make me think of the injury to his leg. It makes me think about veterans coming home from Afghanistan or Iraq that have a leg missing, and now they have to figure out truly how tough they really are because they have no other choice.
And those veterans are heroes, both for what they did overseas and for the courage that they exhibit every day of their life to continue, not just for themselves, but our country. We still need them. They have skills, they have knowledge, they have perspective that I personally don't have. People who have not been over there, we need to learn from them. And I have tremendous respect for our veterans.
Good conversation, Jeffrey. So glad to have you back on the program. We've missed you here, and we greatly appreciate you. And I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you and your daughter and your family. Greatly appreciate you always.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to everybody listening.
Thank you. Jeffrey Allen Ford, always a pleasure, sir.
My pleasure.
Have a great weekend. There you have it. Jeffrey Allen Ford, the Vita Guild 2018 Genius of the Year, World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year for America. He's a TED speaker. You can find him online. He's involved with all sorts of things and just a great asset for us here. Love having him here. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Listen to me. If you haven't paid taxes or you owe taxes or you've got a problem with the IRS, Chris McClatcher, he's the guy to go to. And sometimes his clients find out they actually are owed money by the government. What if you're wrong? What if you don't owe money? What if they owe you money? You need to find out. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber's certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your